Another chart appeared on the display, this one showing the location of every repeater beacon nearby. The Omni was hanging at the absolute edge of the mesh, with nothing beyond it but a huge bubble of uncharted rift. Since the message had come over a rift mesh repeater beacon, it had to have come from behind them. Leia began to feel even more worried and lonely. She could not count the number of times that she had stood on the edge of the abyss, staring down into its black heart. But it had never felt quite so literal before, perhaps because Han had usually been there, staring down into the darkness along with her. Leia's contemplation was interrupted when Luke asked,
R2, is there any indication that Jedi Serac is still with her craft, or whether she's still alive?
The droid responded with a negative chirp.
So maybe a trap, Luke said. Gev could have found our tracking beacon.
Probably a trap, Leia corrected, her heart climbing into her throat. If the Krefts knew about the tracking beacon, they would be expecting Luke and her to make a rescue attempt on Han.
It seems very unlikely that Ohali Serac just happened to run into trouble nearby while you and I are trying to sneak aboard the Omni.
Right. And if something had just happened to her this close, we would have felt it in the Force.
Luke paused to think, his face growing more sad and worried as he worked through Ohali's possible fates.
This is no coincidence. They've captured Ohali's Stealth X, and they're trying to use it to draw us out.
And if the Krefts have Ohali's Stealth X?
Leia let the sentence trail off as she sorted through the implications of the distress signal, then finally asked,
Luke, what about Ben and Tahiri? If they've been looking for Ohali, they might have run into the Krefts themselves.
Luke shook his head.
They're fine, he said. At least Ben felt fine when I tried to summon him.
When did you do that?
Leia asked. She did not need to inquire how Luke had tried to summon his son. Force-sensitive relatives could usually sense each other across vast distances.
After they took Han?
Luke nodded.
Before we left the Blue Star, he said, I thought we could use some backup.
Luke did not need to add that it was impossible to know whether Ben had actually understood what he wanted. For all its power and mystery, the Force could provide only a vague impression of a loved one's condition. It wasn't a calm network.
Backup couldn't hurt,
Leia said.
But even if Ben and Tahiri haven't tangled with the Krefts yet, I'm worried about that distress signal. We need to warn them off.
Maybe, Luke said. Let me think.
He fell silent, no doubt contemplating the same dilemma as Leia. Trying to warn Ben now, even by reaching out in the Force, would probably alert the enemy to their own presence. That would compromise their attempt to rescue Han, and probably put him in even greater danger. Leia did not think she could bear turning back, but neither could she risk her teenage nephew's life to save her husband's.
Luke, Leia said, there's nothing to think about. Ben will respond to that beacon.
Ben is a Jedi Knight, Luke interrupted. So is Tahiri. If I didn't trust them to handle situations like this, I wouldn't send them out.
Luke, we know this is a trap. Han wouldn't want us to risk Ben.
And Ben wouldn't want us to sacrifice Han, Luke said, cutting her off again. But it's not their decision, or even yours. It's mine. And I have faith in Ben and Tahiri.